T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Starring 94.1.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Where is this relationship going? This is the Zach edition. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Hey, guys, good. How you guys doing?
Great.
This is unusual because normally it's the woman asking the guy where the relationship is going, but not this week.
I like to be different constantly for some reason.
So who are we going to be tracking down and finding out where the relationship is going?
It's actually my fiance now, Whitney. And okay. It's just, I don't know. Sometimes I don't even know if I should still call her my fiance or if she's just my girlfriend. And I don't know. I'm getting ahead of myself. So basically, we've been dating for 5 years. And last year in September, on her birthday, we got engaged. And since then, there has been zero planning. There has been no date set for anything. You know, she doesn't talk about it. I bring it up all the time. You know, I mean, and she just says there's no rush. You know, we'll be together forever. That's all that matters. She wants to be financially stable. And, I mean, I get that and everything. But, you know, we are. And I just want to know what's happening. You know, if it's something that she is even wanting to do. Mm-hmm. But she never goes into any kind of details. So I don't know. You know,
so
I don't
hold
know
on.
She's...
Let's talk about this unicorn of a woman that you found. You proposed to her and she didn't whip out a binder full of years worth of wedding plans?
No. And I mean, you know, that was one of the things that even through our relationship that was that I always did, you know, find attractive is because it wasn't the forefront of her mind. You know, it was always something that we talked about that we wouldn't rush into. But I mean, it's been 5 years now, so it's something that I think it is important now.
Mm-hmm.
But she won't even when I make a joke about just like flying to Vegas and just, you know, having Elvis marry us. I mean, nothing happens. So
tell me about Whitney. I have a couple of questions about Whitney and just who she is. So is she very career oriented?
She is focused on her career. I mean, she's not like a hard, fast, that's, you know, career and then 25 lines down, everything else kind of a girl. You know, it is important to her. It's important to both of us. You know, we want the careers to be in place. We want to be financially stable, but we've been blessed that we've been able to attain that. You know, I mean, there's more to go, of course, but we're okay now that we can, you know, we can afford to do other things.
And has she ever been married before, engaged before, anything like that from her past?
No. Okay. This is first time for both of us, basically, with engagements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, longest relationship that we both actually had.
So you're just wondering, why aren't we making plans to actually do this and have a wedding or get married or go to the courthouse, whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, and it's not even anything that, you know, I mean, neither of us are really, you know, we joked in the past. I mean, we don't need a big, huge thing. We don't need, you know, hundreds of people or anything. I mean, you know, we'd always said, I mean, we'd be happy if it was just a courthouse thing. But, I mean, even that, she doesn't budge on. And so I'm just kind of in limbo with the whole thing.
And have you tried to have this conversation before?
Yeah, a bunch of times. You know, I mean, it's not like a daily thing, but, you know, every month or so I'll bring it up and, you know, it's just nothing, and it, you know, nothing's happening with it. I mean, I even brought it up to her parents at one point and just asked them, like, you know, I mean, if there's anything that they know of that might be going on, but they're, you know, they're solid on the whole thing. I mean, you know, her dad had given me the blessing before I asked and everything. So my parents are cool. Her parents are great. I mean, it's just weird. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Well, then what we do is we call Whitney. You get to listen in. Jen, who is quite the wordsmith, will find a very delicate way to speak to your unicorn.
We'll see.
And see if we can get some answers for you, and then we'll come back to you. Does that sound good?
That sounds awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll put you on hold. We'll come back in 3 minutes, and we'll make the phone call and ask Whitney, the unicorn woman who got proposed to but has not started planning her wedding yet. We'll talk to her in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.